Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to ActiveSpirituality.life with Pamela Cuccinelle and Susie Mazzoli. Welcome to the middle of 2020. Can you believe it that it's already the middle of this year, where I think we're living in some strange time warp? Absolutely. We are talking about week 26, starting with Monday, June 22nd. Pam, as always, will give us a forecast for the week. And at the end, I will drop back in for our 10-minute turbo boost activation. Welcome to the middle of the year.
We just passed the solstice this weekend. Of course, the summer solstice, 0 degrees Cancer. We had that eclipse on Father's Day, Sunday. Hope everybody's doing well. So we're in that new moon gathering energy, the waxing moon. And as we're in the new moon gathering energy, it's a perfect time to really be moving towards whatever it is you want to make happen. Usually on the day of an eclipse, we say, don't start anything new, but certainly be aware and think about what you might want to begin or start. And as the momentum gathers, here we are Monday the 22nd, this is a good time to really be thinking, how do I want to poise, put myself for what I want to move forward with? It may not be a time when you're feeling a lot of thrust energy. Totally understandable. Mars is in the sign of Pisces. Neptune is going to be going retrograde tomorrow on the 23rd. So there's this sense of interior life, which is really, really very deep. And I'm observing that as being part of what we're seeing with the sea change throughout the planet, as people are waking up, becoming more alert, more opening into heart chakra energy. For those of you who haven't seen it yet, you might want to look at my Tools for Transformation on YouTube. I'll put a link on the site for that, but you can access it from insightoasis.com. But I'm aware that we're in this very fecund period of change initiation, and it's not comfortable. We're feeling the constrictions. We're feeling that we want to stretch, especially after this past solar eclipse, which was right on the world axis. So you are most likely witnessing the stretching that's occurring in the world news, how people are starting to react and act and think in terms of what does the new reality look like. I don't see it as a new normal. I would say it's more the new reality, where we're looking at things in a much more present way than we have been. We see this in how people are connecting, the depth in which they want to connect. Even social media, which has been more a surface kind of soundbite or quick feed thing, people want longer conversations, deeper texts, more thoughtful ways of reflection. And it's not an accident that if you look at the New York Times bestseller list, the top 10 books are all about race relations in some part in the United States, but also globally, how we can transform, change, really get to know, see. And one friend of mine and I were talking about in the 70s when we'd come off a lot of civil rights discussions that people were trying to make this a new reality, but there was a lot of resistance and there wasn't a lot of material on how to do this and learn. And I think now that we've got the nodes, the North Node in the sign of Gemini, and I believe I talked about this last week, part of what we need to do is take the wisdom, the knowledge that's out there and start distilling it into everyday conversation, community, neighbor conversation, interfamilial conversation. So it's not enough to have just read the book White Fragility. It's distill it into your everyday language, your everyday community, your everyday conversation. And that's the kind of depth that we'll be funneling through with our language, breaking down language to be more translatable, where these concepts, ideas are thought about in ways that are more everyday conversation, not always comfortable. Actually, it won't be comfortable conversation. That's all part of transformation. Nobody gets through transformation in a comfortable way. What's the phrase? You've got to break down before you break through. Here we are. Hello, this is 2020. So on the 22nd, the moon is in the sign of Cancer all day, and it's moving towards Tuesday when it will go void, of course, as of 3:20 a.m. Prior to that, Neptune goes retrograde just after midnight on the evening of Monday, so into Sunday, technically June 23rd at 12:32 a.m. Now, when Neptune goes retrograde, this is a big gaseous planet that represents the god of the sea. And Poseidon, Neptune, was the god of the sea, but think about Earth. Our planet is mainly water. We're called the blue planet because we're so beautiful from the sky. And our bodies are mainly water. And the moon, because of the moon's relationship with the Earth, it has a rhythmic relationship with the tides. So we are affected by this, the flow of water, our connection of water. And Neptune represents how we're all connected in the universal unconscious, the big cosmic soup. So it's collective energy. And as it's going retrograde, I believe it's going to take us even deeper than we've been. And as I've spoken about before, Neptune is a symbol of slavery because it's a symbol of the axis, the victim to the savior, and everything that's in between. So everything that's in between the victim and the savior is addiction, hopelessness, service, creativity, music, connection, the higher octave of love, the savior, the apex of human love and connection. It's what you feel when you're in group meditation and you have this absolute sense of just being in loving connection. That's the thrill of touching the apex of Neptune energy. When Neptune's retrograde, we certainly can have these deeper connections, and we can also have these deeper connections of real empathy. So people who just are usually blocked off and saying, this is us, this is my camp, this is where I live, the empathy cord becomes louder, because Neptune's also about hearing, resonance. So it can kind of siphon in, it can sift through, and people can have little glimmers or senses of what the other may feel like. So I see this as a wonderful time of connections deepening. Whether they do or not depends on the individuals, how these transits are affecting the individuals, if they have an openness to kind of move towards that higher octave of love. But those are things to be thinking about as we're in this waxing moon initiation energy coming off that solar eclipse at 0 degrees Cancer, which basically triggered the world axis. So for you as an individual, Monday is a day that can be very productive, but that can have you hit certain walls, walls that are about a sense of a power struggle, also can be within yourself, fighting your own inner demons, your own inner resistance. Actually, usually that's the bigger battle than whomever may be stopping you in a sense of where the money comes or where the sense of power or moving forward comes. There also may be a sense of there's so much to do, I'm so overwhelmed, how can I even begin? These are all things that we can move through. If you have that sense of powerlessness or not being able to move into a place you might want to go, then just allow yourself to say, okay, this is a transit, this is gonna pass. Let me feel what I'm feeling and let it wash over me. Because if you do that, if you surrender to the emotion or the reaction or the sense, then you start to open up ability to channel it in different directions. What happens a lot is we think we know which way the thing must go, and we blind ourselves to alternatives. Because it's not working in the way we wanted it to work, so we blind ourselves into alternatives. This is nation energy. This is new beginnings. This is the eclipse that triggers possibilities. So instead of entering a negative framework, you want to think in terms of what can come in that I haven't been able to hear before. And so then, through meditation, through dreams, through serendipity, things can start to shift and move. So on the 23rd, the moon enters the sign of Leo at 8:33 a.m., and it's in Leo through the 24th Wednesday. But what's important to keep in mind is at this point in time when it's in Leo, you may be experiencing, once again, a sense of, I can't do that, it's too hard, I'm not feeling the support. Let those things move through you. Because by evening time, you can feel like things are starting together, come together, and the people who have your back are there, and you're starting to see where resources are coming from. Do not get too attached to what you think they are, because again, they may shift. Something new is coming in, some new possibilities, some new options, some new energy. And then as of 1:34 a.m. in the wee hours of the 24th Wednesday, the moon goes void of course, and it's void of course all day. And so Wednesday is it's a day when we can experience and play and, oh my gosh, please appreciate something cultural, something in nature, something that gives you a sense of childlike expectations and curiosity. Don't do anything that is going to be sign the dotted line, let's make this happen. Mercury's retrograde, the moon is void of course. It's nothing is going to come to pass the way you thought it was. So just enjoy the day, what it offers you, with no expectations. On the 25th, the moon enters the sign of Virgo, but not until 1:05 p.m. Again, all the times I give are Eastern time. So we're just depending on where you are on the planet. And so the morning has that same creative, curious, childlike expectation energy. Once the moon goes in the sign of Virgo, now we want to do. We want to be creating something. The other thing that's happened on the 25th, as of 2:47 a.m., Venus goes direct. She's been retrograde for, I think, 6 weeks. So once she goes direct, this is good news. She'll still be traveling through the shadow. So where she had gone direct before she went retrograde, so she'll be backtracking her steps. But once she's direct, things are going to start to move. We'll see more jobs that start to pop up. There'll be more of a sense of money that is not necessarily piling in, but options for growth and development. So, and the buzz, because Venus is in Gemini, so the buzz of, oh, I heard this, call him, do this, that's going to increase. Because of where the Virgo moon is traveling, you may get a sense of, okay, I'm feeling this momentum, but the door is still closed. Nobody's responded. Don't let that overtake your general feeling of what can I do to help? And that's the salve for this sense of helplessness, is what can I do to help? I mean, Susie and I talk a lot about meditating, but there's other ways to help. And my goddaughter actually is a international lawyer and a very strong advocate for racial and justice and gender justice. And she points out that, you know, even if you can't protest or do anything, you can give. I mean, giving might be a petition. Giving might be $5 to a cause that is meaningful to you. It doesn't have to be a lot, but it can be a sense of I am participating and basically being heard through my allegiance or consideration for this group, this cause, this service that I value, even if I can't get out. So the Virgo moon just, it may be a tease in a bit because there's a sense I want to do more. Do what you can. Because when we stop ourselves from not being able to do what we'd really like to do, we're totally negating and undervaluing what we can do. And that's not only for you, but it's everyone who cannot do as much as you are able to do when you're able to do what you're able to do. So to put it more plainly, if you're usually able to go out and build a wall or do something physical, and you can't do that now because of having to stay home to take care of children or an older person or whatever you're doing, then being able to do what you can do is still valuable, because there are plenty of people who can never build a wall, but they find ways to be valuable. So it's about finding new ways and valuing what maybe you hadn't given value to in the past. And that's a little bump many of us may have to navigate, especially the evening of the 25th, so that on the 26th, we're feeling much more like, okay, this is what I'm able to do, this is what I'm able to create, this is what I'm able to make happen. And again, healthy routines, I can't stress enough, and they have to be modified if you haven't been able to do what you're used to doing. So maybe what was a healthy routine 2 weeks ago feels like, oh, I've got to push a little differently or do something a little differently because this isn't quite working anymore for me. And that's okay. Being aware and not being too attached to certain routines and knowing that they have to be modified or changed during this year is just an ongoing life lesson. So on the 27th, the moon goes void, of course, at 4:02 p.m. And this is a kind of interesting day. It can be a day when you feel like you're highly productive, very in the zone. But the thing to be aware of is tempers may be very short, especially in the afternoon. And you don't want to step on one of those landmines or cause it yourself. So just be aware of the temperature in the room, what's going on with people. Is everyone being heard? Are they hitting certain frustration points? And how can you alleviate the energy? At 4:16, so very shortly after, the moon goes in the sign of Libra. And once it's in the sign of Libra, and you may have picked up on this, this new moon gathering energy waxing moon cycle has been a bit bumpy, which makes sense after such a vital eclipse energy. It's really only like the day after that we have this lovely kind of womb energy, but then we're in kind of, okay, let's adjust, let's adapt, let's see where we are. So once the moon's in the sign of Libra, it would be lovely to have an evening where you're engaged and talking with people about ideas and things that want to move things forward. Sunday can feel, again, like a fairly productive day. The main piece about it is avoid a sense of promising too much or entering overwhelm. The narrower the focus, the more productive the day. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Oh boy, sounds like another very big week for us.
Yeah, we're only halfway through 2020, so.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Keyword, Pam?
Adaptation.
Oh, I love that word, absolutely. So I invite everybody now to come into a place of stillness. And if you can, always great, even if it's just for 10 minutes, to find a place where you can be quiet, where you can actually have maybe even your phone switched off for 10 minutes. And if you can, close your eyes just for 10 little minutes. The act that we do of meditation just for 10 minutes can have a profound effect on the rest of your day, perhaps the rest of your week, perhaps the rest of your life. So join me. Close your eyes, sit with a nice straight back. If you can, it's really good to have your body placed in a symmetrical position. And start to take a few deeper breaths. Okay. As we take a few deeper breaths, just allowing ourselves to be present. And let's celebrate now the fact that we are water. And as Pam was talking about Neptune, about the earth, the blue marble, let us now celebrate the water that we are, and that water is adaptable. Water finds the way. Just visualize yourself now as a container of water which we are biologically. We're depending on our age and our health. We're anywhere between 75% upwards water. It is because of water that we are alive. And it is because of water that we function. And now let's just bring our attention to the water in our body as being in flow. Our blood, our lymphatic system. Visualize everything as clearly flowing like a river, that it is active, not moving too fast, not moving too slow, that it has a healthy pace and provides for us the vital force of life, the vital force of life, not within ourselves, but of the whole planet. And visualize the water now, just as an imagination, as a visualization. Visualize that water now in your body as crystal clear, as vibrant, as full of light, full of photons, full of light energy. And that light is radiant and shining. Visualize that water now as something that is full of life force, that is in communication with all of the water molecules throughout the world. Visualize the water in your body and the water outside of us, in our rivers, in our oceans, in other cells, in the trees, in other beings, in the ice caps, in the atmosphere, in the permafrost, in the underground water. Visualize, or even go deeper and have a knowing that all of the water within us and everywhere on our planet is conscious. This water is conscious and retains memory. And now our scientists are telling us that this is actually true, that water is imprintable and does retain information. So as we visualize all of this active, full of life, radiant, vibrant, full of consciousness, full of memory water, we recognize that it is wisdom, that it is knowledge. And water is experience. And water is adaptable. It will change format. It will change size. Water is adaptable, and the water within us makes us adaptable. And we feel now that adaptability in a physical way. Of course, we can feel it mentally, emotionally, spiritually, but let us be aware of it now in a physical way, that we are not rigid. We are not made of stone. We are made of water, and we can be in the flow. We can adapt and adjust. We can be respectful. We can be understanding. We can be deeply compassionate. And when need be, when it is necessary, we can be righteously angry. We can be active. We can hold on to our ideas and stand up for ourselves. We are adaptable. And now, as human beings, as civil society, we can be adaptable, understanding. We can be compassionate and change. And within your body now, feel that openness to change. Look at Mother Nature. She changes from the depths of winter when it is ice, when water is ice, when it is icy cold, when everything is dormant. And then we can look at the absolute opposite to the heat of summer, when everything is green and in bloom, when that dormant landscape turns into a jungle in your backyard. And we see this tremendous, tremendous ability to be completely different and change and to adapt. So how do we retain our inner essence in all of this adaption? And as we whittle down to the very center of our being, what is it that is unchangeable within us that we hold on to on the deepest level? Really examine that and understand, what is that part of you? What is that essence of you that remains when we are dormant, when we are ice, when we are liquid, perhaps when we turn into steam or into a gas? What is that part of us that is the essence of water? Water as ice, water as gas, water as liquid. And even now, we talk about water in the fourth state. So we are all of these states. And at our essence, that core part of us, our consciousness, that is what is making the choices of adaption. That is what is making the choices now. Which way to go, what to do, how to do it. Just allow ourselves to come deeper and deeper into that place. Hold that place. And from that deepest place, from that essential place, we are making the adaptation. Not from the superficial layers, not from the reactions, but from the deepest place where we are in tune with all beings everywhere, where we are absolutely in alignment with Mother Earth, with every molecule of water on our planet, in alignment and in peace. And as we take a few deeper breaths, opening our eyes gently and bringing this very deep state of alignment into our day, into all of the energy, to all beings everywhere. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. We look forward to spending time with you again next week. Thank you so much.
You can find out more about Susie and her work as a master healer and homeopath on Susie Mezzoli, MezzoliHealer.com. And I'm Pamela Cuccinelli. And instead of trying to spell my name, you can find me at InsightOasis.com. And that's where I blog regularly about what's going on in the sky and the symbolism of the planets in relationship to what's happening here on Earth. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week, and we will see you next week.